Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back. We are continuing our page builder global exploration webinar series. It seems kind of like a letdown to look at Site Origin after my excitement with Zion Builder from Tuesday. So I will try and keep my emotions upbeat just so that I don't short shrift Site Origin. So you should be looking at Site Origin's website and hearing my voice, and everything will be fine. Chat room is at wpstudio.com/chat. So many of you may remember, probably close to 10. How many of you remember my original attempt at building a page builder called Brickyard? That was about the time that Site Origin came out. So Brickyard was a long time ago. It was simple blocks that actually outputted basically to short codes. And Site Origin came on the scene and really built itself a foundation that made it really easy for people to expand as well as have control. So this is pre-block editor. This is pre-JavaScript invading WordPress. But this is 100% control over different blocks. So the concept behind the Site Origin page builder was to treat everything like a widget. And so it was the ultimate widget builder to assemble your website design using widgets. And it grew and it grew, and it has a really large following, partly because for people who remember the old way WordPress worked and the old way WordPress dealt with widgets, you might feel a little more at home with Site Origin. It does make page development, or like page building, a little more impossible or a little more difficult. But there are certain aspects that you still can't do with Site Origin. I hope to get into that. So first off, I have installed, and I've also installed the premium version in order to play around with the premium version of Site Origin. It's going to, for a single site, it's like $29. I didn't even see there was a coupon code. There is a coupon code. So this opens the door to actually turning Site Origin into a page builder system, meaning we creating templates that are used. But it's not a traditional way of creating templates. You're going to see why in just a moment. But if you're all you're doing is designing a page in WordPress, you don't need the pro version because there's so many other plugins out there. So what I've done is I've installed Site Origin, and I've installed probably 6 to 7 of the top plugins. And I'm about ready to introduce you to one of the problems, I'm going to call it a problem, of Site Origin, and that is the kind of monster feel that spreads out all over your WordPress site. Why? Because, okay, here's live mesh widgets. That's an add-on system for page builders. Oh, skip. No more freemius. No. This is a bunch of widgets that are added to Site Origin. So look at the design, the admin. It looks like this. Oh, and then let's go look at Echelon Layouts. It's another system that is an add-on for page builder, Site Origin. And it adds widgets, but it has this separate layout system. Okay, well, now let's go over here. Here's the page builder. This is the actual site settings for Site Origin that's down here in your settings area. And there are tons of options, everything from adding or allowing Site Origin to control certain post types to automatically force the classic editor to be used. And you're going to see why it's probably easier using the classic editor with Site Origin. You can't, and I will show you what it looks like under the block editor, but it just looks easier and feels easier. There's a bunch of other settings on this item. The widgets, this allows you to choose which widgets. Now, this is not where you choose which widgets to include. That's another location. But I can come in here and deal with a few overarching settings of layout, of content, and here's my welcome screen. Okay, so this is the Site Origin regular plugin settings area. But remember how I said, well, you can kind of control the widgets? Not really, because you have to go over to Site Origin. And is this the one? Yes. And then you have to go, oh, wait, this is only for premium widgets. So let me find the other one. Tools. Where's the other one? There. Site Origin widgets are over under plugins. So this is where we can activate and deactivate all the widgets. And I told you I installed a whole bunch of plugins, add-ons for Site Origin. So you have all sorts of pre-designed widget labels, everything from, you know, BB Press type stuff, icons, alert boxes, pre-made team members display things, icons, tabs, masonry, even things, you know, post carousels, image carousels, layout sliders, headlines, hero images, features. Notice how it just keeps going on and on. So this is the Site Origin ones. But what you didn't see is the premium Site Origin widgets are not on this page because, again, the premium Site Origin ones have to be activated and deactivated from this location. You're getting a little bit of the confusion. Oh, wait, here's another widget that is added on for Site Origin, but they operate as separate widgets that you add. Oh, but that's kind of exactly like what Echelon Layouts does, but they operate slightly different. So it can get a little bit chaotic if you install too much Site Origin stuff. Things like Elementor and Beaver Builder try and keep things within a certain menu area to manage widgets. This can be all over the place. But if you don't use all the different add-ons, that may not be an issue for you, but I wanted you to just know that. Okay, let me ask those of you who are in the chat, how many of you have never seen Site Origin? Has anybody never seen it? I think most of you have probably, okay, so some of you haven't seen it. Avert your eyes or you will be, maybe I should just say this is a trigger alert. You may feel heart palpitations and think the world is going to end when you see what happens. So let's go to our do a page. So I'm going to add new page and we're going to call this one our danger zone heart problems. Okay. So first off, we might be like, all right, nothing's wrong. I still see the classic editor. Ooh, there's my visual classic editor. We're all good. Now, I'm going to just use this because I'm doing Voce Press here. I'm turning off the sidebar and making it go full width. It's just going to make life a little bit easier. So I'm here. And oh, look at this tiny little thing here called Page Builder. Let's click that. That's going to activate Site Origin to manage this. Now, you might be thinking, okay, I'm not having a heart attack just yet. But let's create a pre-built layout, because this will make life so much easier. All right, let's go find, let's preview this. All right, that looks like a pretty cool layout. I can work with that. So let's just click this. And now come down over here. This is where the user interface UX kind of gets a little wonky. So I select it over here. Nothing else I can do. I have to come down here to insert. Then in tiny print, it's going to ask, where do you want to put it? Do you want to insert after, insert before? Oh, I'm going to replace the current because I haven't done anything yet. I click the button. Nothing. Oh, are you sure? wait, because I didn't click it fast enough, the are you sure has now gone away. So click it again, and then it inserts. Oh, doesn't that look so beautiful? Have no fear. You're about ready to freak out even a little bit more. Okay, so if I want to change this headline, let me click this. Okay, where's the headline? Well, it's right here. Because guess what? The headline is right here. What they say, well, that's the text. Are we going to link it to someplace? Nope. Oh, what tag are we doing? Are we doing any type of color? What about fonts? Okay, for this block, great. Oh, now I've got a sub headline and divider. I've got all these items, and now I could reorder them if I wanted. Now I've got these items here. Over here on the right-hand side is all the additional attributes for this specific, let me go back here, for this specific headline, right? This, just this one, only this piece. I can go to attributes, assign CSS classes, links. What about layouts, margins, paddings? Is it sticky? What about the mobile layout? Well, can I see the mobile layout? Oh, here's designs for this. How about animations for that specific item? Visibility. Another group that's doing animations. So some of these plugins overlap what they offer. Oh, but we can do parallax items. Visibility. So I set all these things and then say, okay, I'm done with that. And then I come back to this screen. Now it's not all horrible. Well, actually it is. Watch closely when I'm going to just refresh. Let me just save this draft for a moment. I want you guys to affix your eyes, and I hope the, oh, did you just see that? Okay, refresh. It's not really short codes, and I can't revert to the editor to really show it to you because it'll erase everything that's here. But there is just, it's a minified HTML with spacing that uses, you know, that non-breaking space HTML tag. So it all validates. It is actually fast on the front end. But this is the basics of the site origin. It allows us to say, all right, let's add a row. So then I define the row. Everything is operating like a widget. This is what WordPress was early on in page building concepts, where every element would be a widget and it would pop up a widget editor screen. So I can then say, all right, well, it's just going to be a single 100%. I could type that in. Do I want to get some predefined layout structures of my row? I can do all the attributes that we went through before. I insert this. Where'd it go? It's down here. Well, I can grab this and drag this and place it in a different location. We'll do it right under the site hero. Then when I've selected this, I can add widgets. Well, that huge list of all my widgets, they all now show up here. Massive list. Now, I can sort through them by the different add-on plugins that I have installed. And I also get the WordPress widgets. But this is what happens. So I can come in here and say, oh, I need to add a button there to the top. So I click the button. It says the button. Here's my, and I start filling out my text. Click this button. All right, let's select content where I want it to go. It's going to go to amazing new content. What type of icon do I want to use? Choose the icon. So it's not bad. Design and layout. What's the width, height, everything. Other attributes. And SEO things, that title attributes on click. I can preview this. and I'm still in a preview pop-up window. And I can go back. And then once I'm done, it shows up here. There's my button. Now, at any point, I can always save draft and preview. Save draft. And let's preview this. And I've got my full, there's my button that we just added. So I've got my site information there. Let's go back here. Now, recently, Site Builder did add the live editor. Well, it's been there for a bit, but what this does is it kind of treats the whole Site Builder environment like the customizer. Now, this is not the customizer. This is Site Builders Live, but it does allow me, and this is a, I appreciate when somebody does this, although I wish I could turn off and just allow it to do click. If I hover over different items, it will rotate the live feed to that location. Notice how, so I know exactly where I am. I wish they didn't move until you actually clicked rather than hover. That'd be nice. All right. So at this point, again, we do the same type of thing where we can edit. But we're editing within a pop-up. We're not editing within a visual environment. All right. So does everybody understand just how awesome the editor layout system is? Okay, let's close this. Now, since this is a webinar and comparing the page building system, there are some actual benefits with Site Origin over some of the other page builders. Here's why. With that $29 premium cost, we were able to open the door to page building. It still struggles to do archives, but we can easily do regular content pages, regular post types, as well as a few other things. One of the things it actually does really well is WooCommerce theming. So for example, I have, just to get this example, I installed WooCommerce here. And Site Origin, the premium one, where'd it go, has a WooCommerce template builder. So most of the other page builders don't have this out of the box. Some of the Zion Builder does. A few of the others don't. You have to do other add-ons. But what this allows me to do is use the Site Origin widget page builder to define what a product template would look like, product archive, the shop, the cart, empty cart, checkout, thank you, and my account. So for example, I can style my cart by coming in here, and if I enable the template, that means every single time the template is going to be reused, and it's not a specific page. So if I did that, I would do that mainly for the product, so that when I add a new product, it's going to just use that template. But let me just show you with the cart. Now I can do some predefined pages. Nice thing is, hey, I've got some starter places to go. Here's a cart default. Let's just insert that. Replace current. So now I have a cart here. That's right. We've got our cart form, cart cross sell display, cart totals. I can come in here and say, what do I want to do there? No options for cart sell other than designing over here with widget styles. But notice how even in the template builder, there's no ability for me to view live. So I would literally have to save template, have another page open that would have my cart for that, and go back and forth trying to set my items. You'll notice how I also have, these are the three things I can do in a cart. If I were on a product page, these are all the things that I could add. So I could build my structure so my theme doesn't have to, quote, support WooCommerce. I'll be able to handle this. So in one sense, this is it, as long as you can deal with how Site Origin is a block widget system, you could design. Now, where this is a benefit, if you have older WordPress websites, even older versions of PHP that you can't, you have a client that won't upgrade. You may not be able to use some of the more advanced page builders out there because they're using more advanced tech. And so your PHP version might not support some of the newer page builders. So that's where it's good to know that, hey, there is something like this, but it's going to be a huge shift in how you design. So I like the fact that there was a template builder for WooCommerce, but there is no, quote, template builder for archive pages. So if I were to create a custom post type called books with the archive, I don't have an ability to create that. What I have to do is, I'm going to show you, we'll pretend to create a books archive. I have to go to add new page. I'll call this my books archive. I'm going to go over to my page builder. Let me change this one second just to make sure that we're not pulling this. All right, let's create a row. Let's do the single row, insert this. I'm just going to insert one or two items. At this point, I'm going to go page builder widgets, and here's my layout builder, post content, post loop. So for this, post content, that's where the title is going to go. See that? My title, my content. That goes there, the title of my archive. Well, I don't really have a looping system like Zion Builder has. So that's not going to work because it's simply going to just show one post. It's not going to loop. So I have to go back to my widgets, and I would look like for something that would be, I hope they have some all widget. Let me go archives. That's not what I want. Let me find, I might need to do my loop. Let's see if there's a loop here. Post loop. So which, are we going to use one of their templates that they already have? Oh, but this is only for, yep, there we are. Okay, so post query will allow me to go get my books and we'll return them by random descending order, post per page 6. And I could kind of build a query there. I don't think I have any books on this. Let's preview this. Do I have any books? I don't have any books. But that would be how we would have to create this. And then I wouldn't be able to dynamically just allow people to visit this archive page. I would have to directly point them to this archive page. Now, single post pages are possible with site origin. And it actually happens because site origin. Let me actually say that a little bit easier. Site origin. There's a post type builder. And in our post type builder, I can create a new post called muffins. And in our muffins custom post type, I can do exactly what we're doing here with other custom post type creators like Pods or Metabox, where here's what it supports. Here's the slug. Does it have an archive page? Are we going to attach an icon to this item? Do I have certain labels I'm going to use for singular or plural? Notice how I don't have very many extra options to test, but here's what I do get. I have the ability to design our layout. I'm just going to grab a pre-built one, and we'll say this is our, we're going to go modify this. We're going to grab this about simple. We're going to go ahead and let's delete this one. I'll show you why. Delete this one. I'm going to edit this row to 1. So I still got my item. Then we're going to come in here and let's add a widget where this we can say, hey, our post title or post. Let's see. Post. This is our title, post title. And again, I'm not going to deal with these settings all the time. No need to. Let's drag this up to the top. Let's delete this one. Let's delete this one. And while I'm still in here, I'm going to add another widget for our post. Let's say loop. And we're just going to, what do I want to do? I don't know. Are you guys noticing the frustration? Here's what I want to show you. So we've got this. Let's say you've done all this layout of here and we published this. Again, this is in the post type builder. What we've now just done is created a starting point every single time somebody comes in to our muffins to do add new. Why? Because when we add new, everything we had done there is pre-built into here. That is how single post pages are done. I still have to go write the content. Oh, but look, I can't write the content. Why? Because these are now reference pieces to a title that is looking for fields. Like it's looking for the post title. It's looking for the post content. Well, this is in the post content. So it really is a monster in terms of it used to be a simple layout system structure for designing pages and posts. WordPress, another thing, has moved way beyond this. So hopefully, I have at least shown some of the positive things of site origin. But for the most part, at the cost it is, it's probably not worth your time. Even at $29, even at a simple thing for your clients, it is going, even with the live editor where you would edit in here, nothing is really visual. Nothing is the way WordPress works now. It would be easier just to go edit your own page template files in PHP. Now, if all you needed to do was simply design a one-page landing page for a client, I guess you could do that, but every other page builder will do that as well. So at least, here's the other thing. You may actually come across clients who already have WordPress websites and you are coming in to either rebuild their site or to save their site. You may actually run into this. So now, hopefully, you know that you're going to be operating two or three clicks before you can ever see any modification and changes. So ask yourself, if you see something like this from a client, they say, oh, it's just got a page builder, you can get in there. You might want to charge them more because you were probably going to either have to spend more time or convert their entire website to something else. But that's site origin. They've been around forever. It feels like a great deal because of all of the extra things and widgets that you get. But especially with WordPress 5.8 basically doing away with the old way widgets are done and trying to replace everything with blocks, there really is not a reason to stick around. So, as a summary on the original concept for this series, looking at page builder, actual theme templating, site origin falls hard, except for WooCommerce styling. Everything else fails to actually be a page builder. This is a single page layout structure designer. Any questions? I knew this would be a shorter one, but I would try to get a list of all the page builders that are still being used a lot. Because, I mean, look at this. they're claiming there's over 2.5 million websites that have page built, have site origin on it. So you need to be prepared just in case you come across this. So take care. I hope you have a great rest of the day. If you came in a little late, it was a simple reminder also that the Tuesday webinar that we did on Zion Builder, I believe there's only a day left in the AppSumo Zion Builder lifetime deal, if that interested you. So take care. Have a great rest of the day. And if people do want to just mess around or because you have nothing else to do, I will put the premium plugin up in the GPL share box. But honestly, you may not even want to waste your time with it. Take care. Have a great rest of the day. And I'll see you guys on the next webinar.